This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just thinking about eBay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for tuning in, being in class with us today. Jason is engineering for us in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. But the telephone listen line is only broadcasting USA Prepares when we are live. Other broadcasts are on the same telephone listen line, and they broadcast when they are live. So, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time, 712-770-9418. Is the telephone listen line. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
I just slid into third base. Safe.
Great. Pretty soon, home run. Pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, Rick, I've got a question for the class I'd like to ask you, too. So, you wouldn't experience this because you have a 280Z with glass headlights made in the 1970s. But for those who have vehicles that have these deluxe plastic polycarbonate headlights that get hazy and get darker and darker and darker, and that actually are a hazard because over time you can see less and less and less at night. Well, I decided to replace my hazy, darkened, cloudy headlights on the 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck that it was an old farm truck. It's mostly rust colored and a little bit of white, but the rest of it's rust colored. And so I decided to put these headlights on assembly so I could see where I was going. And I ordered them from eBay, and they're made in China. They came promptly and put the bulbs in, or took the old ones out, put the bulbs in, put them in. They didn't seem to fit right. And push them in, they pop out. Push them in, just tap them on the side, and they pop right out. Push them in. So after several times of pushing them in, I'd lost my temper with these cheap Chinese headlight assemblies. So I got on the internet, and I said, sent a message to the seller. And I said, these headlights are poorly manufactured. They were not finished properly. And the clips, the plastic clips that hold them in place so that you can easily remove them for servicing, are not properly finished. So they pop out. What would you like to do? That's what I did. And then the guy sends back an email, says, or a message saying, I need to make and model and all this information about your vehicle to make sure they're the right ones. I said, they are the right ones. They are, according to your listing, 2004 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 work truck, V6. And then he says, what do you want to do? And I said, well, how about compromise on the cost? And that's what I said. What would you do? Because, here's what I said to him. I said, I can fix this. I can glue them permanently in place and they won't come out. Unless I break them. That's one option. Rick, what would you do with these cheap Chicom poor
products? Well, first thing I would do is call Medic One Unit. And,
yes.
Yeah, you. And,
yeah.
because we talked about this last week, page two. Thank you for telling me what's wrong with my eyes. I tried to figure out why I was getting dimmer and dimmer, but couldn't figure it all out. China, huh?
It is China. It is. They
China is in everything.
And, it is.
That's the problem with everything. There is no such thing as trade deficit anymore. It's not even about that. In fact, now I'm doing farm plans again, which I love to do, you know, helping new couples that want to go into agriculture for the first time, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know what to grow, I help them. It used to be products for export, and I had good friends over in Hamburg. Hamburg, that's, you know, whatever we would sell in the U.S. was written in stone. The marketplace in Europe is 10 times larger. And that has always been the truth. If you can sell one thing here, you can sell 10 of them there. So it used to be about non-storable commodities that needed each year so many million pounds. And it might be anything, you know, chicory, whatever. But what, that's all changed. And now the only thing I'm doing with cottage industries is manufacturing things. This couple is mostly, they had four parcels. What is that? 2,000, 4,000 acres, something like that. They have 4,000 acres in Northern California that they bought for cheap. You can't even believe how much they paid for it. Nothing. And they have a bunch of star thistle growing all over their property because it's mostly mountain hillsides. In other words, they have this little store property piece on the Klamath River, and the only fields that are flat down there are for pasture and pasture land. And cows have been walking on it for a couple thousand years. And so the soils are completely broken down into clay pan, and they have these mountains. And so what they're going to do is they put a greenhouse in, a little tiny piece they have right now, and they're going to grow a shitload of baby's breath and throw it all over the mountain, dropping seed here and there like straw flour. And what we're going to do is take this one hill and we're going to terrace it into seven things, something like out of China, and have a color for each different flower coming down the hill so that it's a destination resort that their father and the previous owner had put water and power all through the whole mountain area. The idea that people were going to buy small cabins and live in the mountains, and but that never happened. And so they're going to grow dried flowers. Baby's breath is used in everybody's funeral. So they're going to be able to sell baby's breath. And it grows better in that environment than star thistle. And we have lost our way in thinking about what to do when we have a resource in front of us. And everybody's resource is different. And many of you, including you, don't know what to do, so you put cows on it. And cows don't do anything except break the soil down, which any topsoil thing that you might have had is gone. And the cattle meat is not really our best food anymore because of obesity and the way we slaughter and other kinds of things are surrounding the production of meat. And I'm looking at right now, I just got something from Joey on Food Wars. I think it's from Joey. I'm not sure. I have a couple of lead scouts, and they every day they send me things, and I try to stay abreast of what all my different lead scouts send me. And I'm realizing that what we're doing is depending on China for everything in our technology. And that's where your 5G is coming from. That's where all that creepy stuff is coming from. It's not coming from the United States. and it's convenience, cell phones, and ways of living, and I've just hit the brakes for myself. What was that movie I was watching last night? I forget what movie it was, but it was something about, I'm going to put on my gravestone that I never used a cell phone. I feel that strongly about some of the newer technologies that are coming out of Asia. And I wondered why we're going in this direction when, in fact, my great-grandparents did just fine in Washington State growing apples. Now, you know, it's called storage. That was why apples were so cool in Washington, was that it got real cold, and we had cold storage, which means we could grow really cool apples and store them for a long time, generally. And today, we have forgotten about those value systems, have embraced thumb wrestling, as texting. I would never dream of trying to write a letter or anything with my thumb. What's happening to America? Well, we are changing. And several days ago, I was involved in an accident, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't cause the accident. They said it was my fault because I was coming out of Walmart. Oh, God. Ah, I just spilled my coffee on my lap. What does that mean?
It means that it's a darn good thing that we don't have video streaming.
Yeah, really, man. I was sitting there drinking my coffee, and it fell off the arm into my lap. I have to make a new cup of coffee. I can't go without my coffee. You know, that's how bad it is. It isn't that I messed up. It's that, oh, my gosh, my coffee's gone. That's what I'm trying to say. We've lost our way in technology, and we need to regroup and take it back again. And there's only one way to do that, and doing it the way each of us individually might do, not as a group, but as individuals. And some of us like to use solar, and some of us like to use wood heat.
Mm-hmm. And over here,
you know,
we use
that's
both.
What Europe's doing.
We use Europe. Both right here.
What's that?
Farm. We use both right here at the farm. You know, Rick, in concert with what you're saying, as we develop new ways of doing things better, improving, and we're constantly improving here at the farm on how we do things, or we try to. I look at, you know, we can apply technology. That's kind of easy because it's everywhere. But I don't want to be dependent on technology. So I try to figure out a better way of doing it that's simpler without technology, or with technology that I know is going to be dependable. So if there is going to be, let me give you an example. I want to know the temperature of the hot water tank that we use for domestic hot water. I want to know what that temperature is. I also want to know what the temperature of the heat exchanger is, so I can tell the delta between the heat exchanger temperature, which is usually hotter than the stored water in the hot water tank at the middle level of the hot water tank. Now, I can put a wireless sender on the hot water tank and a wireless receiver, and I could put that in the kitchen, and I could look at it whenever I wanted. That's the easy way, but I don't want to do that. So I'm going to use wires, and I've developed a little system to do it. And I'll tell you a little bit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about avoidance of complicated technology that can fail easily. So what we did was we bought three of these LED-type displays, about the size of a domino. And it has two different displays because it will display two different temperatures measured by two different sensors. The sensors are hooked up by a very thin wire, about 28-gauge wire, and it requires a 12-volt power supply. Well, we've got one of those. We've got 12 volts here. So all I did was hook up the 12 volts power supply to the this display unit, and I temporarily hooked up the two sensors to the temperatures that I wanted to measure on the hot water heater. And it works perfectly. So the next thing I'm going to do is extend those sensor wires and put the display in the kitchen. Then I'm going to do the same thing for the hot water heater outside because I already ran the wire when I installed the hot water heater. It's underground wire, and I knew I'd need it. I just didn't know when. So I have multiple wires under the ground, thin wires for sensors, and I'm going to use the same thing. So that's a simple example of how we are using technology, but technology that will probably last a lot longer than a typical wireless type technology. I'm not going to be dependent on wireless and internet and those kinds of things.
I have to interject too. The reason they're moving technology in certain directions is not about convenience. It's about replacement, like Mopar. They designed the DeLorean so it would never wear out, but that's not functional for jobs in America. It's better to have the car break their infrastructure of mechanics to fix it. And they have gotten so sophisticated that one mechanic can do one kind of fix, but is not into wiring and requires a whole different concept of a different person. In other words, my 280Z, when I have to go fix it, goes one place or it goes another, because mechanics have now gotten so sophisticated that electronics just in the vehicle itself require a specialist. And that's the same thing in medicine. It's the same thing in almost every area of our life, is that we require, in other words, one size does not fit all. It's everybody's different, everything's different, and you have to go here for this and go there for that, just like you do groceries.
A one-ton truck showed up here. It was a Dodge. And it was towed here because it wouldn't run. It just stalled on the road, and it wouldn't run at all. Wouldn't start. And so we diagnosed this thing. Actually, what we did was, the diagnosis was, we were able to eliminate everything except for one part, which we could not diagnose, and that was the computer. So we diagnosed that it's not the fuel system, it's not the electrical system, it's not the wiring, it's not the fuel injection, it's not the fuel pump, it's not the cam timing, the valves. It was none of those things. It was, we were able to diagnose it as the computer, but we could not fix the computer, because you need a Dodge computer to program the replacement computer to the vehicle identification number of that specific vehicle. So that's a Dodge-only fix. And all we could do, after hours of diagnosis, was diagnose that we can't fix it because it's a computer problem.
What was that television that used to be like that? That every single television was slightly different in terms of using electrical circuits. I forget. There was a special television that required an individual that knew how to read electronics to change the resistance here and the capacitance there. There was a special television that was like that. I forgot, not Heathkit, but, you know, it's like that. It was,
well, Zenith had, as part of
no,
their advertising,
yeah.
The quality goes in before the name goes on, and then they would show the wiring, you know, the manual wiring of resistors and capacitors and chokes and, you know, those kinds of things, and the vacuum tubes. They would show the circuit boards being wired with discrete components. But are you talking about that TV that was guaranteed for life?
It had a name. It had a special kind of name. Not Heathkit, but it was like that. That, you know, it was, each individual television was wired differently because it had different parts in it, predicated on the sloppiness of their limitations.
Hold that. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is there anything we've learned today that we have not heard for the last 3 months?
That's presidential lawyer Jay Sekulow following day one of opening statements in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. Sekulow asking,
are we having an impeachment over a phone call? whereas this has been a three-year attempt to take down a president that was duly elected by the American people, and we're doing this with 10 months to go to a general election. Pretty dangerous for our Republic, in my view.
The seven House Democratic impeachment managers will resume their opening statements today. A controversial gun measure getting the go-ahead from the Virginia State Senate passing the red flag law on a narrow party-line vote Wednesday. The bill allows law enforcement agencies to keep those who pose a threat to themselves or others away from guns. Three firefighters from the U.S. are dead after their air tanker crashed while battling bushfires in Australia early today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God? You're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, are you talking about Curtis Mathis?
Yes, I was. Now we got it. We had Bongo. I looked it up, and guess what? There were, here it is, 400. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's go back and be precise. There are 485 different older forms of televisions manufactured all over the world. I remember the first one when I watched Howdy Doody on a green and white. It didn't have black and white. It was green and white watching Howdy Doody in 1956. Source Television. Hey, kids, what time is it? And it was a green, it was a small screen, like an oscilloscope. And it was round.
Yeah, and it was more round than rectangular.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And the Curtis Mathis, that's the one I was thinking of. Curtis Mathis, yes. I knew you'd come up with it like I did. Nice going. So I'm not worried about you anymore.
I'm not sure if this was their slogan or not, but it's something like the most expensive TV you can buy, comma, and darn well worth it.
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
that's
and
because
they had,
the guy would
they
go
had a
in,
life.
Yeah, he'd go in with an oscilloscope and replace parts in it that had gone bad. As other things changed, he would have to redesign it so that it wouldn't break down again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was the era of furniture for televisions, and you would have it was referred to as a console television, and typically it would be the centerpiece of a living room or a large, you know, a larger room in the house.
The family would all sit around it for 1 hour watching The Price is Right or something weird, you know, in the evening.
Yeah, yeah, and. Or Lawrence of Welk, as I used to refer to him.
Where did that lifestyle go?
Well, that was one of the things I was thinking about last night. I wanted to talk to you about. So, it used to be when we were growing up, Rick, that we would anxiously await that one program that we just loved to watch. Whatever it was, on once a week, and it was on at a predetermined time. It was the same time every week, and if you wanted to watch it, you could, but you better be there for it, because when it started, it started, and when it was over, and you couldn't say, well, no, let's just start it again.
Reruns or, you know, seeing it again on Netflix.
Right, and it was not individually tailored to whenever you darn well felt like watching it. You watched it on their schedule, meaning the broadcaster's schedule, okay, rather than, well, I don't feel like doing that. I want to relax for 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll start it a little later. No, you had to watch it when it was on. And we compare that to today. And today, they get annoyed when their Netflix feed is down, or when their internet is down, and they can't watch what they want when they want to watch it. So when we were growing up, we had to be patient, and we learned about patience. We couldn't have what we wanted just because we wanted it when we wanted it.
Immediate gratification.
Correct. So today we have a bunch of whiners because they don't understand that you can't always get what you want when you want it, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't be able
Wasn't
to get everything
that,
you want.
A Rolling Stones song?
Hmm. Yes, it is.
Going down the Mekong Delta. You can't get, though. Okay, well, that's a then and this is now, and Japan used to be our competitor. Now it's China. Japan used to be the one that could always do it cheaper. That's what they did with cars. When Detroit came out, Honda entered the scene.
Well, Mr. Honda came to the United States, and he bought one of each kind of carburetor. And he took one of each back to Japan, and he looked at each one to figure out how he could reverse engineer all the effort that we put into our design of carburetors. So I'm talking about Stromberg and Carter and, you know, the other manufacturers, Rochester. Took them all, one of each, and
that's
designed...
Amos and Andy, Rochester.
Mm-hmm. You know, Amos and Andy. Well, I'll tell you what.
Listen, man, everybody has forgotten, and most people don't even know who they are. That's all.
Two white guys.
You know, and
Andy.
I've got to say, I'm watching how China is slowly taking over everything.
I'm thinking, Rick, we're going to get thrown off the air for just mentioning Amos and Andy.
You know,
and that's okay. That's okay. If we get thrown off the air for mentioning Amos and Andy, that's all right.
Worth
I mean,
it.
I can use the extra time on the farm. But class, Amos and Andy were two white guys, and they impersonated a black dialect of the time. And they were quite famous on radio. People would stop and listen to the Amos and Andy radio show. And I have probably a collection of all of their radio shows on tape.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, it is really, really funny. But you're not allowed to laugh at it anymore.
Because
it's supposedly
not politically correct.
It's not politically correct. And then, for a few years, the Amos and Andy radio show, was broadcast on television until it was determined that wasn't proper either, and so they took that off. So if you want to listen,
Saturday Night Live has continued to have legs, and it's different today than when John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and those people, Rosanna Dana, never mind, came on. But Fridays out of Chicago was before drugs were a no-no for making fun. And I remember when Martin Short was a pharmacist taking his own pills. I can handle it. And then two midgets would walk in the door. Oh, no. And he popped some more pills. Do you remember how political correctness has changed everything? And yet, now the F word is part of the American dictionary.
It's not part of mine, and it's not part of USA Prepares. And Rick, I'm glad you mentioned this, and I mentioned this on the air yesterday. Here's what I have seen, and it bothers me. Sometimes little things bother me. I have been a guest. I've been a guest co-host on other radio broadcasts, not on GCN. And I have noticed that when we get calls on GCN, right here on USA Prepares, anyone who calls in, and I don't want to call them callers, but I will for this particular description so we can stay consistent with what I'm saying. The callers are polite. They have figured out what they want to say. I believe they've taken a couple notes or taken a piece of paper and written down some bullet points prior to the call. When the calls come in, I can see on a call screen all the telephone lines that go to Studio 3 at GCN. We broadcast out of Studio 3. There are six studios. I can see when the call starts ringing, and the callers will let it ring and ring and ring and ring until it's answered. Sometimes it's answered quickly. Sometimes it may take 3 minutes, and they still let it ring. Then I can see the line for that, the line on my screen for that particular telephone line. We'll call it line number one, for example. It'll go from yellow when it's ringing to green when it's been when it's answered, and then I can see that it's been on hold, and a timer that tells me how long the caller's been ringing and how long the caller's been on hold. And then once it's answered, the engineer will say, hi, this is USA Prepares. May I have your first name and where you're calling from, the state, and what you'd like to talk about? And so I'll see Tom in Texas, and he wants to talk about geoengineering. Okay, so I can see that. So I can see how long the caller has been on hold.
Wanting to say what he has to say or ask
right.
What he wants to ask, yeah.
Right. Now, hold that thought, and then let's move to when I'm on another network or I'm co-hosting on another network. And what I'll find, so I'm like the guest / alleged expert in preparedness. And so the calls come in. The callers will talk on top of me. They'll talk over me. They don't let up. They are not as polite as they are when they call into USA Prepares. I've noticed that. So you can, I'm connecting that.
They'll be more belligerent. Maybe they want to argue or they want
right.
to take center stage. Yeah.
Take center stage.
I don't have a problem with any of those things.
I do.
There's protocol of being polite, even when you're driving in traffic, and that's gone now.
That's it. We're tying it all together. We're connecting the dots. So it is. There's a protocol that has never really been announced here on USA Prepares. Just as there's a protocol which is hardly ever discussed when I bring a new instructor on. It's not discussed how it all operates. We expect that those who come on the air with us are ladies and gentlemen. They behave as such. And they do. However, on other broadcasts, I've had people use profanity, and I've had to bring them up short. Like, and they'll say to me, well, other hosts on this network allow it. And I'll go, I'm not the other host. I don't allow it. And if you want to call back, you will have to refrain from using profanity. That's how I see it. And the F word, it's everywhere. It's in politics. It's in Hollyweird. It's everywhere. It's almost as if people cannot describe what they're trying to describe without profanity. And I have to tell you, when someone starts using profanity, I discount their argument by a great percentage. Whatever the intelligence I thought they might have had, it gets discounted in my book when they use profanity. That's how I see it, because it's not necessary. You know, if you look at Gwyneth Paltrow, and you look at her, and she has these vagina scented candles, and there's an article about how they came up with these vagina scented candles, and she's using the F word to describe it. Now, why would anybody be interested in buying anything from her? She is racing to the bottom with these products. And I want to mention that too. So, she has sold out of these candles. Now, what does that mean? And that is back to doublespeak. So, you go to her website and you want to buy these, this smells like my vagina candles. Or this is what my vagina smells like, candles. Gwyneth Paltrow. Sold out. Now, did they actually ever have any? Or was this just a marketing ploy to see if they could sell them? And they never had any. So they sold out before they sold the first one. What was it?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Rick and I aren't the only ones who thought Amos and Andy was humorous. It aired first on the radio in 1928 until 1960. It had a long, long run, 32 years. And the TV series, now that was with two white guys. The TV series used black actors, and that ran from 1951 to 1953. So if you want to hear some of it, you can go to YouTube, and I suggest you start with the radio version. Now, this was humor that involved blacks, but there's and it wasn't like the only humor that involved race.
There was Gracie Allen, you know, Burns and Allen,
and there were other Jackie programs Gleason. There was
Johnny,
plenty
before of. Before Johnny Carson was, what was his, Jack Parr? And before Jack Parr was, what was that guy's name? Before Jack Parr was, he was also a comedian. He was the one that started it all.
I can't mean Steve Allen.
No, Steve Allen was there. No, this one is before Jack Parr. I can't think of his name now. Ernie Kovacs. Okay.
So those were the days when humor was humor without using profanity. So now you take the humor out, and what you're left with, profanity.
And everybody thinks that's funny.
I don't.
Well, it's profanity can have many faces. And profanity is with intent.
Mm-hmm.
And discrimination. And one of the reasons that Iraq and Iran and were, you know, down on them, or at least why I am, is the way they treat women. And it isn't about ideologies and who Jesus Christ is or is not over Muhammad. In fact, Muslims are more devoted than Christians in their practice. Which means, from my point of view, they're more spiritual, ultimately, because they're practicing what they preach. The problem is ideology of extremism and appropriateness and the idea that everybody has the right to choose. It isn't you're going to go to hell. And that could be seen as swearing. Say, it's
well, I don't
all
think there's
metaphor
any...
and intent. And that part is a very fine line of gray between this and that. And that's the same thing in a lot of things now. For example, addiction and using an altered state as a tool in a toolbox. I'm starting to make discovery, inner discoveries of who I am and what I am to the world. And it's now important that people understand these distinctions because this is where the evolution of consciousness occurs. And it's different for each person.
We've talked about Stephen Hawking's he's got some, I guess they're books on time. A Brief History of Time, I believe it's called. I could be wrong about that.
No, you're right. And, it is, yes.
And I've gotten on the tractor where I'm going to be out in the field all day long, you know, baling hay. So I'll put one headphone in, just one. I need to be able to hear the machinery, so I don't put two headphones, you know, in just one. And I'll listen to The Brief History of Time, or I'll play it through the speakers. That's my preference as I go round and round in circles. And it's about 6 hours. And I suggest you consider listening to the audio if you have time, or read the book. But the audio is excellent. A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. And I still don't know what it's about. I mean, I've listened to it multiple times. And yes, I wasn't able to pay full attention because I was turning the steering wheel and looking at the ground and, you know, looking at the baler and listening to other sounds. But multiple times I've listened to it, and I still do not understand what time is. It seems like it's moving. It seems like it's still. It seems like it's a concept. It seems like it's fixed. I can't tell. What do we know what time is, Rick? Do we know?
No.
That's what I thought. Because I can't figure it out. I mean,
time is a construct. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Time and space are not real. That's why we have flat earthers, and they're just as correct as the people that believe in roundness. The thing is, looking at the world flat opens certain doors, and looking at it as round opens others. Which ones do you want to go to? And that's where man has choice, because altered states of consciousness, the laws of physics can't.
You know, from hundreds of miles away, I can see Robert in Kansas smiling when you said that flat earth is real. I can see it from here, hundreds of miles away. I'm not buying it, but, you know, some people do. Rick, can we come back? Can we talk about China? Man,
I sent
man.
You a link that I thought was important you might want to share, even if we don't talk about it.
Yeah. China.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is how we do every day. If you grind, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.